hear the term eugenics and they think, oh, Hitler. Hitler learned that from the United States, but the United States learned about eugenics from England. And we have Sir Francis Galton and T.H. Huxley, right at the time that Darwin is now an old man, personal friends with him, they're in the Royal Academy of Science, and they say, oh, we believe in social Darwinism. And again, you can debate Darwinism all day. I'm not debating that.
Right.
What I'm debating is, and what we're debating and what they were debating was, survival of the fittest. If the elite are ruling and killing the public and enslaving them and using them, that's their right. Because they got in position of power, that means they're helping the earth and they're helping. And this was tailor-made for nobles and elites who had always thought they were better than people, who had always rationalized and who had always had serfdom and feudalism as a way to starve and control and keep people on tiny little parcels of land. And they wrote literal textbooks on it 500 years ago. I even have some of them, textbooks 300 years ago, 200 years ago in the sugarcane fields of the Caribbean on how to control your slaves. So they said, this is a good thing we're doing when we kill them in wars and enslave them. And it's the elite against the people, and the elite are the guardians of the future and the knowledge and the technology, and the profane masses need to be enslaved and abused and killed. And so out of that, they created social Darwinism, saying it's a good thing we're enslaving them, a good thing that we're dominating them. It becomes a absolute sensation by 1890 globally.
Well, you know, there's
the US, they adopt in 30 plus states hardcore sterilization, and by the way, in many cases they would just kill babies, and this is all mainstream news if you go to the history.
Yeah.
In the United States, they go and they sterilize 400 plus thousand women right up until the mid 1980s. That we know about. Hitler in Mein Kampf quotes U.S. eugenicist. He uses it. He pushes it. They use it as Nuremberg defenses. Thousands of top Nazi eugenicists are brought to the U.S. to run major universities, to run NASA, to run chemical and biological weapons programs, to develop race-specific bioweapons. I mean, that's the thing here, folks. This has taken me a year and a half. And it's like trying to give you a fire hose of information.
Alex, define transhumanism for people who don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's a good point. I probably should define all of this. At the end of World War II, Sir Julian Huxley, of course, the brother of Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World, and his grandfather had been one of Darwin's closest confidants. They had of course, with Galton, developed eugenics, said, and I have his quotes, and they're in the film, and if you'd like me to read some of them, I can dig into the couple hundred I have here, and I have it noted, I can read it. He said that the public is aware of eugenics now because of Hitler, and it's got a really bad name now. So he said, we need to change the terms. And he said, since we founded the fields of genetics, and by the way, they did, you have to give them credit, these people are geniuses. I mean, they're evil, and I don't want to die. But it kind of, you know, they say, well, hey, see our argument. We run things. We created all the sciences, the modern sciences. And so he said, we have to become crypto-eugenicists. We have to hide who we are. And he said, now because of all these technological developments, he says, I found the term transhumanist or post-humanist. And this is an even bigger reason for the elite to get rid of the population, reduce its numbers, because in the next 50 years or so, he's saying, again, total genius, he's right. He's very evil, though. Hitler was a genius. He said, we are going to have life extension technologies. And he said, by the way, everything Kurzweil says, Huxley said, and I'm not saying Kurzweil believes all this, but things he's writing about are written before. And he says, if you can live another 50, 60 years, then you're going to have access to things that extend your life another 50, and then by then we will have technologies by the middle of the next century, and now we're 7 years into that, almost eight, then you'll be able to, quote, live forever for all intents and purposes. Now, we can debate all day whether that's true or not, but this is what they believe, this is what they're pushing, and they say that transhumanism, there's different definitions, but basically that there's going to be an accelerated evolution merging with the silicon And a merger with technology, and with technology doubling every 2 years, we see that happening, everyone interfacing with their electronic gadgets. And I'm not saying they're evil either. I'm not a troglodyte. But they have that double-edged danger. They have great positives and great negatives. And they say that the elite will not be able to give billions of people at that time, almost 5 billion people, now over 6 billion, 6,400,000+ at the last census 7 years ago. So they have to get rid of us so they can have the future, so they can inherit the future. I mean, it's the ultimate monopoly to just go in like the Romans would do if you resisted them in Gaul or Germany and exterminate entire tribes, or the Israelites 3,000 years ago with Moses after they went to the promised land with Jacob and exterminating the people. They say that this is quite normal and that the elite need to do this because they have the intelligence, they have the advanced genetics, that they're doing the Earth a favor by getting rid of us. So transhumanism is the merger of man and machine.